All right, I'm going to jump into this message real quick today. And this message today is entitled, We Are Thanksgivers. We are Thanksgivers. Thanksgiving Day is a national holiday in the United States, and this Thanksgiving, 2020, happens to be this Thursday, November 26th. So this Thursday, November 26th, is our Thanksgiving Day for the year 2020 in the United States. In 1621, the Plymouth colonists and the Wampanoag Native Americans. Thank you very much. I rehearsed that like 10 times during this message, and I can't even say it. They shared an autumn feast in 1621, and it was known as the very first Thanksgiving Day here in the United States. Today, we recognize that Thanksgiving Day each November. But for more than two centuries, from 1621, days of Thanksgiving were celebrated by individual colonies and states. It wasn't a national thing. It wasn't until 1863, in the middle of the Civil War, that President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national day to be held each November. I believe that the Civil War was probably the most difficult time this country has ever experienced, ever faced. And in the middle of this great calamity, President Lincoln reminds us what matters most. He reminds us to be thankful, to remember all that God has done for us, to celebrate his goodness. If you look up the definition of Thanksgiving, it is this. The definition is the expression of gratitude, especially to God. The expression of gratitude, especially to God. This is the Webster definition of thanksgiving, especially to God. As followers of the way, we are called to be thanksgivers. We are called to be thanksgivers. We are called to live this out in our everyday lives, no matter what the circumstances, we're called to be thanksgivers. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, be thankful in what? All circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. This is an amazing verse. Be thankful in all circumstances. If you're here today or if you're watching from home, look at somebody next to you and say, all circumstances. All circumstances means even in 2020. If ever we need to be reminded of this scripture, it's this year. Amen. 2020 has been one of the most stressful years for our country in a long, long time. Whether it's the stress of the pandemic or the stress of the economic impact from the pandemic or the stress of the political situation or the stress of the social unrest or the stress of many, many other things that have happened this year or are happening this year, we have had a difficult year. 2020 has been stressful. But considering all of this, considering everything that has happened this year, God has been good. Amen? God has been good. He is good. He will always be good. No matter what's happened, he's good. And we should be thankful in all circumstances. We should be thankful no matter what's happening in our lives. We should be thankful no matter what has happened throughout this past year. I know you've probably had a stressful year just like the rest of us have. I know that you've probably been going through a lot. I know that you don't know what to do. We get so much information out there, so many things coming at us. Do this, don't do that. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. You know, stay at home and lock yourself in your home. Don't lock yourself in your home. I mean, we get so much information. No, we don't really don't know what to do with it. But I can tell you this, that God is in control. God is in charge. God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He knows what's happening, and if we'll just be thankful to him for all that he's done in our lives yesterday, today, and tomorrow, then he'll take care of the rest. But we have to be thanksgivers. We're called to be thanksgivers in all circumstances. So why? Why should we be thankful even in the midst of the chaos of 2020? Why should we be thankful even with all the things that are going on around us? Well, I have two reasons that I want to give you today. There are many more, but I'm going to give you two reasons why we should be thankful. The first one is because the Lord promises to work it all in our favor. He promises to work all things in our favor, doesn't he? Look at Romans 8:28 with me. Romans 8:28 says this, and we know that God causes everything. Somebody say everything. That's all circumstances, isn't it? Everything and all circumstances are the same thing. We know that God causes all circumstances to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. What a wonderful scripture, amen? That's a wonderful promise from God that he'll work it all together for our good. He'll take all the circumstances of 2020. He'll take the pandemic and he'll take the economic collapse and he'll take all the other things that are going on in the world around us and he'll work it together for your good. He'll take you being laid off and work it together for your good. He'll take you being sick and work it together for your good. He'll take, you know, people turning against you and work it together for your good. He'll take the chaos that's going around you and work it together for your good. He'll take those people who've been questioning you and he'll work that all together for your good. He works all circumstances, all things together. It's a great verse and it's a wonderful promise, but listen to me closely. If you don't read the rest of that passage, then it's not going to mean as much to you unless you read the rest of it. Romans 8:28 is a wonderful verse, but you gotta read the next 10 verses. If you don't read the next 10 verses, you're missing something. So let me read that verse again, and then let me add on the next 10 verses. Look with me, read closely with me. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to be like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn of many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to him. Having called them, he gave them right standing with himself, and having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. Wow. Now we could stop right there, and that's really good, isn't it? God called us, he chose us, he gave us his glory. But let me go on. What shall we say about such wonderful things? I mean, I love that Paul says that. What shall we say? I can stop right there. What could we possibly say about these wonderful things that God has done? I mean, isn't that enough that he called you? Isn't that enough that he put his spirit in you? Isn't that enough that he put his glory in you? Does it matter what else happens to you? From that day forward, does it matter what else happens to you? God's spirit is in you. And this is what Paul is saying. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one, for God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at the right hand of God pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow, not even all the powers in hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Woo! That is a wonderful 11 scriptures, 11 verses right there. Why should we be thankful in all circumstances? Well, you got to read those next 10 scriptures, those next 10 verses to understand why. Because God chose you. Listen, if you're watching me right now from home, wherever you are, God chose you. He reached down and he handpicked you. He chose you. He called you. He loved you. He gave his son up for you. He's given everything so that you can be free and be loved and be with him for eternity. Everything he's sacrificed for you. So we should be thankful. Why be thankful in all circumstances? Because the great I am is for us. Yes. Why be thankful in all circumstances? Because he's weaving it all together in our favor. He knows the things that you don't know. He sees the things that you don't see. He's doing things that you can't do. He's got you in the palm of his hand, and he'll never let you go. Nothing can separate you from his love. Nothing. Why be thankful in all circumstances? Because God is for us. Because he's got us. Because he went before us. He went before us before we came into this building. He prepared the way. He knew that we would need a place to gather together, that we could all come together as one. He knew that, and he came in advance and prepared the way and made a way for us to get this place. And in just a couple of weeks, we're all gonna be here, worshiping together, thanking God together. The second reason to be a thanksgiver is this: it's the sacrifice that he most desires. He most desires thankfulness. Did you know that? More than anything else, he desires a sacrifice of thankfulness. It's scriptural. And I could give you many scriptures, but I'm just gonna give you one in Psalm 50. Read with me in Psalm 50. The Lord, the mighty one, is God. And he has spoken, he has summoned all humanity from where the sun rises to where it sets, from Mount Zion to the perfection of beauty. God shines in glorious radiance. Our God approaches and he is not silent. Fire devours everything in his way, and a great storm rages around him. He calls on the heavens above and on the earth below to witness the judgment of his people. Bring my faithful people to me, those who made a covenant with me. Let me just stop right there and say, that's us. Those who made a covenant with him, that's us. That's followers of the way. You say, well, this is Old Testament. It doesn't matter. This is a prophetic verse for then and for now. Bring my faithful people to me, those who made a covenant with me, those who said, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Jesus, I give you my life. Jesus, I will follow you all the days of my life. You made a covenant when you prayed that prayer. You made a covenant with your God. And so listen to what he's saying to you today. Listen to what he's saying to us today. He's saying, those who made a covenant with me by giving sacrifices, then let the heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself will be the judge. Oh, my people, listen as I speak. Here are my charges against you, O Israel. I am God, your God. I have no complaint about your sacrifices or the burnt offerings you constantly offer, but I do not need the bulls from your barns or the goats from your pens. For all the animals of the forest are mine, and I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird on the mountains, and all the animals of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for all the world is mine and everything in it. Do I eat the meat of bulls? Do I drink the blood of goats? Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God, and keep the vows you made to the Most High. Then call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me glory. Wow. What is he saying here? He's saying, listen, you made a covenant with my son, Jesus. You made a covenant with me when you accepted the blood of Jesus as your sacrifice for your sin, as the purification for your sins. You made a covenant with me. As you entered into that covenant, I'm saying, make thankfulness the sacrifice back to me. What do I desire? I don't desire anything else but you to thank me. This is beautiful. How much easier can it get? God can't make it any easier for us, can he? Make thankfulness the sacrifice that you offer to me. It's what he desires most. See, this is one of those contingency verses again. It's one of those contingency verses that we talk about all the time. We talk about God says many times in his scripture, if you'll do this, then I'll do that. Yeah. Well, what does he say here? Make thankfulness the sacrifice to God and keep the vows that you made to the Most High. Then call on me when you are in trouble and I will rescue you and you will give me glory. He's saying, thank me, and after you thank me, call on me, and I'll come in. I'll come rushing in and deliver you from the calamity or the troubles that you're in. But too often, instead, many of us want to complain and then ask God to get us out of the trouble we're in. Come on, that's good. In the midst of the calamity, man, how many of you today, come on, just be real. Just be real wherever you are. Hopefully somebody's with you. If somebody's not with you, you can just talk to Jesus or talk to yourself. But be real right now. How many of you have complained this year about 2020? Amen. I mean, well, not amen. Not good. I need my phone. Where's my sound effects? Wah, wah, wah. We've complained about 2020. We complained about the circumstances. We complained about what's happening this year. About even if it's complaining about the politics that are going on right now, or those type of things. Listen, I got off social media several months ago. I got off Facebook and things like that. I'm done with all of that. But I still had some different social media platforms, and I would find myself getting caught up in that. It would just stir me up, and I would get angry, and I'd be like, I can't believe blah 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 blah. And I finally just got off all of it. Here's the thing, if it's gonna stir up complaining in me, if it's gonna stir up criticism in me, if it's gonna stir up those harmful things in me, I don't need it. If you're on, I know they can be used for good. I know those things can be used for good. Our church has a Facebook page. I think we have an Instagram page, don't we? No? Twitter, I know we got that. We got those things. I know we have those. I don't know what we have. I don't really care. I know we got Jesus. But here's the thing. So you need to listen to what Holy Spirit's saying to you. But what I'm saying is this. If those things are causing you to stumble, why do you have them? Get rid of them. And just be thankful to God for what He's doing in your life. Be thankful for what He's done. How many of you can be thankful for what He's done? He brought you out of the pit of hell. He set your feet upon a rock. He saved your soul. He's done great things for you. He's poured blessings out in your life. Come on, look at somebody next to you. If you have a family member here in the room or at home with you, look at them. Aren't you thankful for them right now? Aren't you thankful for what God's done in your life right now? Aren't you thankful for your family? Aren't you thankful for your loved ones? Aren't you thankful that God has kept your marriage together this long? Yes. Come on. Just be thankful. And then call upon Him and He will deliver you. What does God desire from us? He desires thankfulness. Two important things from this scripture that I just read. God said this. He said, for all the world is mine and everything in it. You need to remember this. You need to understand that God is in charge. He owns it all. The entire world is His. He's the creator. He created it all, and He is the only one. He is the only one who can work it all together in your favor. The second thing He says is make thankfulness your sacrifice. Some of us work so hard for the kingdom, but we're not thankful for what we have in the kingdom. Oh, come on. If you're just working, working, working for the kingdom, but you don't have thankfulness in your heart, then it's worthless. You're just working in vain. First, be thankful for what God is doing in your life and what He's done and what He will do. And then work for the kingdom. So how can we get better at this? I'm gonna close this out today, and I just wanna ask this question. How can we get better at this? Can we just be real with ourselves right now? How many here and watching right now would say, I need to get better at this? Raise your hand. If you're watching, raise your hand at home. Go ahead. It's good to confess, right? It's good to say, look, to somebody next to you, listen, I need to get better at this. I need to stop complaining, and I need to start being thankful in all circumstances. If that's you, you raise your hand. Then here's the one thing you can do to get better at being thankful. Get closer to Jesus. Get closer to Jesus. I'll show you, I'll prove it to you in Scripture. Colossians 2:7 says this, let your roots grow down into Him. Amen. And let your lives be built on Him. Who's Him? Jesus. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with what? Thankfulness. When do you overflow with thankfulness? When you let your roots grow down into Jesus. When you let your lives be built on Him. Day and night, night and day, let the incense of His presence rise in your life. Meditate on Him. Ruminate on Him. Let Jesus be the center of it all. everything that you do, no matter what's happening, no matter what kind of year it is. Listen, 2021 might be worse than 2020. Wah, wah, wah. It might be. We don't know. But I am not ruled by my circumstances. I am ruled by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who lives inside of me. And no matter what happens, no matter what comes my way, come on, you need to make this declaration today. No matter what takes place the rest of this year or in 2021, Jesus is the center of it all. And I will plant my feet upon that solid rock and I will stand firm in his presence and nothing will shake me. I will be thankful in all circumstances, whether good or bad comes my way, because I know that God is working it all together in my favor. And I know there, I need to hear this today, and I know there are many out there that you need this word today. You're gonna gather together with your families this week, maybe. I am. Don't tell the governor. I'm sorry. I tried to keep it out of it. I'm sorry. But I'm going to gather together this Thursday. Many of you are going to gather together with at least limited family members, and you're going to celebrate Thanksgiving. And I know that we eat a lot of food and we watch some football and maybe play games together and just visit and fellowship together. But what this day is really about is being thankful to God in all circumstances. Giving glory to God for all that he's done in our lives, thanking him. But we shouldn't wait till the fourth Thursday in November each year to be thankful for all that God has done. We should be thanksgivers every day. Every day of our lives, we should be celebrating his goodness and thanking him for the great things that he has done. So I want you to do something today as I close this out and as we pray. I want you to, at your homes, in your cars, wherever you are listening or watching to this, I want you to look at somebody next to you, and if nobody's there with you, I just want you to talk to Jesus. And I want you to say something to them. So look at somebody here in the congregation today. Look at somebody next to you and say, I want to be a thanksgiver in all circumstances. Say that to somebody. I want to be a thanksgiver in all circumstances. Come on, say that. I know it might be weird, but say it to somebody in your home right now. Turn to them. I want to be a thanksgiver in all circumstances. That's the desire of my heart. The second thing is, I want you to look at somebody, I want you to confess something, make a declaration, say, God has been good to me. Say it. God's been good to me, Ellen. God's been good to me, Tammy. God has been good to me, Rod. He's been good to me. He always has, and he always will. Confess that. Say that. You should be saying that every day. And the next thing I want you to say, this is the last thing, I want you to look at somebody and say, I want the world to know how good he is. Look at somebody, say that. Come on, I feel Jesus right now in this. I want the world to know how good God is. And how do you think the world's gonna know how good he is? Through your thanksgiving. When they see you pouring thanksgiving out to God each and every day of your life, no matter what the, think about it. 2020 is a mess. It's chaos. But you're just giving thanks to God everywhere you go. Somebody's complaining about the circumstances, you're giving thanks to God for the circumstances. You want to change the world? Be a thanksgiver in all things. Thank God no matter what happens in your life. No matter what happens in this world. In fact, 1 Chronicles 16:8 says this. It says, give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. And if you want to let the whole world know what God has done in your life from this day forward, you want to be a thanksgiver every day of your life, I just want you to stand. Yes, in your homes, stand. Stand right now, wherever you are. If you're watching at home, please stand. I want you to be a part of this right now. And just close your eyes and put your hands out in front of you as an act of worship to God. And pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today. And we thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you, Father, for working it all together for our good. We thank you, Father, for doing the things that you desire to do in our lives. We thank you, Father, for keeping us and sustaining us this far. We thank you, Father, that you saved us. We thank you, Father, that you have protected us. We thank you, Father, that you have blessed us. We thank you, Father, that we could have been other places. We could have been dead, Father. We could have been in harm's way, but Lord, you protected us. You surrounded us. You saved us. And we thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for all that you have done and all that you're going to do. Now, Lord, I pray that every person that prays this prayer today would be a thanksgiver every day of their lives until Jesus comes back or they meet you. Father, we want to be thankful. So help us, Lord Jesus. Pour your Spirit out upon us and use us for the glory of the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen.